This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration continuing to move forward with immigration operations in Chicago, threatening to deploy National Guard troops to the city. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker at a roundtable today with an immigration and refugee coalition says the city and state are facing challenges, but he says the community and law enforcement are doing their best to keep the city safe.
The reason that Tom Holman, the reason that Donald Trump, the reason that so many people, you know, are upset and want to attack Chicago is because we're winning.
President Trump not speaking further about a sketch attributed to him in a so-called birthday book for convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, denying it's real. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released that sketch and are pushing to release the full Epstein files. Revised government figures showing U.S. businesses added far fewer jobs in 2024 and early 2025 than previously thought, indicating the labor market may have been significantly weaker. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Climate change. Locally lately, it's led us to see the first ever tornado touching down in February. Plenty of high heat records shattered and a 1,000-year flood in Milwaukee, leaving us in the pattern to experience more intense and frequent heavy rain events in the future. Eroding soil and coastlines, washing out roads and bridges, breaking dams, overwhelming sewers and wastewater treatment plants.
We're noticing that the United States as a whole has been seeing more and more disasters over the last few years. You know, and the number of large-scale disasters have been increasing, which is why we need more volunteers.
That's Jennifer Warren, the Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. She says trained disaster responders offer immediate relief, shelter, and compassion after things like floods, fires, and other local national emergencies strike.
I think it's providing people with emotional support on their darkest day, helping them, you know, recover.
And the Red Cross has 5 chapters across the state.
People that have gone through the Milwaukee, the flooding, they're overwhelmed, you know, and they're tired and they're looking for some help.
NOAA reports that over the past 44 years, there have been 63 major weather disasters in Wisconsin, causing over $1 billion in damage each. 9 were drought events, 5 were floods, 1 freeze, 44 severe storms, and 4 winter storms. The yearly average for our state used to be just shy of 1.5 natural disasters. However, in the most recent 5 years, that has now spiked to 5 major events annually. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country, I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with highs reaching the mid-70s, a feisty south wind, and showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder moving in. We stay wet through the overnight, and maybe some sprinkles lingering early tomorrow morning. Then the sunshine returns and highs go back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Sugared soda or diet soda? What's worse? Mr. Jeff Perry.
Sugared sodas are worse.
Really?
I think that Coke Zero is better than regular Coke.
Kurt, listening on MDX of Madison.
Diet sodas are terrible because it fools the brain in producing insulin. If you don't care about your body, go for it.
Jeffrey says, I think it's pretty obvious that I don't.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans. Just a bit outside, director Sean Hannish joins with big news and the Green Bay Film Festival's Nick Watier. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Interesting, Trump's press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, is now on TV talking about how Trump didn't approve of where they struck the Hamas leadership in Qatar, and he called them up and said, please don't take back your airplane. I really want it after I leave the White House. We've already invested or set aside almost $1 billion to upgrade it. And, that flying palace, I love all the mahogany and the gold in there. And it's just like, please don't take back the airplane. You realize some of that is tongue in cheek, but, you know, apparently, whatever. The image of capitalism has slipped to 54% of Americans say capitalism is a good thing. What astonishes me. And I think it's a sad commentary on our educational system. And I'm going to sound like an old fart for a second here, but when I was a kid, when I was in school, we learned what capitalism was. I don't think anybody knows anymore. I mean, you know, a capitalist, I hear people all the time say, oh, I'm a capitalist. Really? You make money with money? Because that's what a capitalist does. A capitalist is a person who earns their income with capital. Right? A laborer is a person who earns their income with the work of their hands. A writer is a person who earns their living writing words. An artist is a person who earns their living drawing pictures or making sculptures or writing poetry. A capitalist is a person who uses capital to make money. A plumber is a person who fixes your plumbing to make money. But somehow we think that, you know, hey, if I agree with a system that has a stock market and companies and CEOs, and that I'm a capitalist. No, you're supporting capitalism, a system. But the real capitalists, there's not a lot of real capitalists in America. In fact, probably numerically, the largest percentage of capitalists in America are retired people, because they're living off their investments. You got a couple $100,000 in an IRA, and you're living on that money. You're a capitalist. So, anyway, it's a rant that I don't do often enough, and I just think, you know, having people understand what capitalism is, and you know, we don't have pure capitalism in the United States. We haven't had anything close to pure capitalism in the United States, arguably since after the Civil War. I mean, the government has been intervening in the marketplace regularly. Andrew Jackson tried to get us out of that back in, you know, when he went after the Second Bank of America in the 1830s. And the Supreme Court opposed him, and he said, screw you, I'm going to shut it down anyway. That was, you know, an early attempt at what today you would call the Fed. And, you know, and then Lincoln imposed an income tax. And then Lincoln helped subsidize the railroads, and Lincoln bought, you know, took hundreds of thousands of acres of federal land and gave it 70 specific, it was over 70, I believe it was 72, might have been 74, specific grants. I think it was called the Morrill Act to states. There weren't even that many states, right? Some states got two. I know Michigan State University is one of them. They're called land grant colleges because the land was granted to the state, and then the whole idea was you use that land to make the money to pay for the education so people can go to school for free. You could argue Abraham Lincoln was a socialist. He wanted people to have free education, free college education. And he created 70 land grant universities. I don't know if the University of Michigan is or not. I'd have to look it up. But anyhow, is that capitalism? No. That's, you know, it's not pure socialism. It's certainly not socialism the way Karl Marx talked about it, which today we refer to as communism. But the fact of the matter is that we have a kind of mixed or hybrid system. We've got a system where capitalism is heavily regulated and in some ways subsidized by our government in ways that we think will benefit the most people, at least in theory. In practice, certainly since the Reagan Revolution, and that's a really important distinction to make, there's this vivid dividing line in the 1980s, of the 1980s. Prior to the 1980s, capitalism, as envisioned by the American government, was regulated in a way that helps the average person. And this is why from the period from the 1930s to the 1980s, you saw the American middle class grow from about 10% of us to over two-thirds of us. Because capitalism benefited the average person. The principal mechanism of that was the Wagner Act of 1935, the National Labor Relations Act, which forced companies to allow a union if their employees voted for it. Now, that got blown up in 1954 with the Taft-Hartley. But Taft-Hartley, although it was federal legislation, it had to be implemented on a state-by-state basis, the so-called right to work for less laws. So, you know, Taft-Hartley has been spreading across the United States like a cancer. And that's a large part, that and Reagan's war on unions, a large part of why, you know, only about 10% of us have a union representing us. I'm a member of a union, SAG-AFTRA. There's other people who are members of unions, but not most people are not represented by a union anymore. So anyhow, when we talk about capitalism in the United States, I don't really know what people are thinking when they say, yes, I like capitalism. Are they saying, yeah, I like my job? Yeah, I like the place where I work? Yes, I like a system where I can start a small business? I mean, if that's what they mean, I'm down with capitalism. I'm good with it. But if they're talking about a system where the richest people can just infinitely get richer and richer and richer, and the consequence of that is that the middle class collapses and the poor people get poorer and poorer and poorer, I'm not in favor of that kind of capitalism. You could argue that that's, you know, raw capitalism, naked capitalism, pure capitalism, where basically the rules are made by the capitalists. Like I said, this is what we had prior to the Civil War. It's what we had to a large extent in the United States, you know, right up until the 1930s, till Franklin Roosevelt. In 1886 or 87, in his State of the Union address, the only Democrat who became president in the post-Civil War era in the 19th century, Grover Cleveland, who was elected twice, oddly, separate terms. There was another term in between. Trump's, I think, the second guy that happened with. But anyhow, Grover Cleveland gave a State of the Union address, and he talked about the iron heel of capital was on the neck of the average working American. It's a fascinating speech. I encourage you to look it up. And that appeal in 1886 or 87 from President Grover Cleveland then led to, in 1890, the Senator Sherman from Ohio proposing the Sherman Antitrust Act, which was not really, I mean, it was put into law, I believe it was signed in 1890. But it really didn't get enforced until Teddy Roosevelt, until McKinley died in 1901, he was assassinated, and Teddy Roosevelt, his vice president, became president, and Teddy Roosevelt said, okay, we're going to start enforcing the Sherman Act, we're going to break up these damn companies. And he broke Standard Oil up into 34 companies. He broke up the Sugar Trust, he broke up the Match Trust, he broke up the Railroad Trust. He just went to town. And William Howard Taft, the guy who followed him, same thing. He had two progressive Republican presidents. And then, you know, we got Woodrow Wilson, who was, you know, all in with the Klan, and even though he was a Democrat, and then we had World War I and et cetera, and we don't need a whole history of the early parts of the 20th century. But the point is, you know, what is this, you know, this capitalism? Fewer than half of Democrats, 42%, view capitalism positively. I think we're talking about the excesses of capitalism, right? Democrats are the only group out of Republicans and Independents who view socialism more positively than capitalism, 62 to 42%. Again, what does socialism mean? Another rant altogether.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
But I find it fascinating. That's how Americans are thinking, and I would love to see a little more education out there on the topic. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A big win for water protections at the State Court of Appeals. The court tossed out a lawsuit that had been filed by lobbying groups on behalf of some very large dairies known as CAFOs. If successful, the suit would have undermined a critical state water protection program that helps keep untreated animal waste out of Wisconsin's waterways and drinking water. The legal fight over the Line 5 oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin is moving to Madison. A judge is set to hear from a series of experts who will testify about significant long-term risks of the plan to build a new 41-mile segment of the pipeline. Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to clear trees, dig trenches, blast through bedrock, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin to make way for the new segment. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member. That's Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Whispers in the shadows, marching in the street, power in the iron fist, silence in the beat. Voices fading quietly, drowned by the fear, history repeating, the warnings crystal clear. They said it could never happen, not in this land, but freedom slips like water, right through our hands. The chilling stage of tyranny.
Welcome back. So what's on your mind today? Ventura in Cypress, California. Hey, Ventura, what's up?
Hey, I had a thought. I never thought I would agree with Trump on anything. But several months ago, I thought that the Department of Defense should be called the Department of War because all we do is go to war all the time. So why are we calling it the Department of Defense? I'm sure my reasons are different than his. His is just go on the attack on our cities. So what do you think of that?
Makes sense. How does this play out? I mean, you know, I think I'm missing something.
You mean from what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, is it really a Department of Defense or is it a Department of War?
Well, it depends on how you view the country. I mean, the idea of going to Department of Defense rather than the Department of War is that we, as a nation, historically have always said, we're not going to attack other countries unless we're attacked first, unless we're provoked. And therefore, calling it the Department of Defense makes a whole hell of a lot more sense than calling it the Department of War.
Well, that was just my idea. The second thing I wanted to bring up is that the Supreme court has just ruled that it's okay to go after brown people, and I'm a brown person. Mm-hmm. And I was born in this country, and I was in the Korean War, and I could be picked up
anytime.
So I have to carry ID with me wherever I go.
Isn't that crazy, Ventura?
The Supreme Court just ruled that they can pick up brown people. But that same Supreme Court ruled that if you're brown, you can't take that into consideration when you apply to college.
Right. You can't be helped by your race, but you can certainly be hurt.
Say that again?
You cannot be helped by your race. In other words, no more affirmative action, no more programs like that, no more DEI. Yeah. But you can be hurt by your race. You can be discriminated against. You can be picked up. You can be arrested. Yeah. No, I totally get it. Ventura, thank you. Thank you for the call. So, Karen in Seattle. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Well, good morning, and thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Sure. Yeah, just fine.
Oh, great. Well, today is on the Democratic website. It says November starts now for the 2025 elections. And so they're having a kickoff day. And I think that every listener needs to write on the back of the website there. All they have to do is go to Democrats.org, and you have to scan down to the bottom, and it says contact us, and you contact them and tell them what you think it should be for our election, how they should carry on the elections, because I think we need to get corporate money out of the picture, and we need to line up what they've been damning our OTC. Am I right?
Yeah, it does.
And the people who are more democratic socialists, mm-hmm. and they should embrace that, and a lot of other areas. A lot of other thoughts, because we are a nation of many peoples. And so the Democrats have to reflect that and not be so, I can't say it online.
Thank you for your restraint, Karen. I appreciate it. Karen, thanks for the call. I just went over to Democrats.org and I saw what you're talking about. It's fascinating, yes. And, that is the website for the Democratic Party, so it's a great thing to do. Karen, thank you. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters? Good news. It's on television on Tuesday night for free. Join us next time when we talk with the producer and director.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. This month, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to be safe around railroad tracks. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We have 3,300 miles of active train tracks in Wisconsin with nearly 4,000 rail crossings. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers and pedestrians should always expect a train at each rail crossing and make safe choices to avoid track tragedies. It's against state law to drive around lowered gate crossings or crossing closely to an approaching train. Never stop on the tracks and stay behind the painted lines on the road when waiting for a crossing train.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. The WIAA is relocating the state team wrestling tournament to La Crosse. According to the WIAA, the event, which will add teams in boys wrestling this year and add a girls team wrestling tournament in 2027, outgrew the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. With the expanded format, tournament officials said they needed more room for competition and warm-ups. The event, which had been held in Madison since 2005, will now be held at the La Crosse Center beginning next March. The event crowns team champions in three boys divisions and one girls. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with highs reaching the mid-70s, a feisty south wind, and showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder moving in. We stay wet through the overnight, and maybe some sprinkles lingering early tomorrow morning. Then the sunshine returns and highs go back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There's so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, helping taxpayers understand just how much the private school voucher scheme is taking out of our wallets and our hometown schools.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
With all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airways open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa.com and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, as T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with a snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. And when you check out, use the code PINK. Or you can text Tom, my first name, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Use that code PINK. Text fees may apply.
A voice declares the law's been lost. Paper torn from the people's hands. One man's will, a nation damned. This is the dictator's dream. To silence the crowd. Erase what it means to choose our. To speak out loud, they want control, but we won't bow. From foreign whispers to the tyrant's throne.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ray in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Yes, good evening, Tom. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm concerned about, I'm about 75 years old, and I have a retirement, and I have a substantial amount in my savings and checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, I know he can get it, but that's what I've been worried about, whether this man can go in there and take all our money, and basically that don't leave you nothing but your Social Security check.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know, what do you think about that?
I think that if your money is in a bank that is, insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation up to $250,000, that money is safe.
Good.
The feds aren't going to come after it. In all probability, your Social Security check is safe because there's so many of us who are on Social Security that they just don't. I mean, it's a political force that, you know, nobody wants to mess with.
So I would
rest a little easier, Ray. If you have more than $250,000 in a savings or checking account, you might want to think about, you know, investing it appropriately. But I can't advise you on that. I'm terrible. I've never been a successful investor in my whole entire life. I'm not a good capitalist.
Well, I just want to make sure that he can't go in there and get up money. You know, it seemed like to me he wants everybody to be completely broke.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Well, they just, you know, the billionaires, and Trump is one of them now. You know, they just want all the money for themselves. You're right about that, but they're going to do it in other ways. They're not just going to snatch it out of our checking accounts. Ray, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Breathe easy. Dave in Valley Forge, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm just calling about the penny. In 1982, they started making pennies out of zinc.
Yeah, I had a caller earlier who pointed that out to me. I was unaware of it.
Yeah, I think they plate them in copper, so they look the same, and so people don't even notice it.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with pennies is that it costs 3 cents to make every penny.
Even though they're made out of zinc?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It's the processing that costs the money.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then just one other thing. Yesterday you were wondering about the African country Eswatini.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Right. In 2018, Swaziland changed its name. The king of Swaziland changed its name to Eswatini.
So it's Swaziland.
If you remember Swaziland, it's just a small country mostly surrounded by South Africa.
Yeah, it's just northwest of South Africa, isn't it? Or northeast, rather?
It's surrounded the three sides by South Africa and the other side by Mozambique.
Right. Okay.
But so that's where Eswatini is.
Thank you for that, Dave. I appreciate
sure.
it. Thanks for both those data points. Much appreciated.
All right.
It's so cool hanging out with some of the smartest people on the planet on this program. Thank you, Dave. Jenna in San Francisco, in the Bay Area anyway. Jenna, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Jenna, I watching this on YouTube, I can't hear you. I'm going to put Jenna on hold. She's been on hold for a bit, so Mateo, if you want to check out line two and see what's going on there. Gloria in Salem. Hey, Gloria, what's up?
Oh, hi. You know, I had something to say about the RFK meeting last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, Ron Wyden said that he shouldn't be within a million miles of his job, and Senator Maria Cantwell said that, you know, in Washington.
Called him a charlatan. Yeah.
Well, you know what? They just tiptoed around the word eugenics. Not one person said eugenics, and that's exactly what he's doing. And not one I listened to that whole hearing, every word, and they just tiptoed around it. Not one person. Are they afraid? At least I think they are. I'm scared. Because I think this is a scary thing. And how did we keep it from happening in 1930? Because they tried this way. They've been trying this since forever.
Yeah.
And how do we keep batting them back? And how do we bat this guy back? And why isn't anybody talking about, we're all going to die. He's going to kill us all because he's going to, if we don't get our vaccine for COVID, I'm 70, I will die.
Yeah. Well, or you could, I just got mine last Thursday, in fact, my COVID vaccine. But I couldn't get it here in Oregon. You know, there's 16 states right now where you can't get a COVID vaccine. I made an appointment at the local CVS, and they canceled it. I made another appointment. They canceled it the day of the appointment. Sean made an appointment. They canceled her. So, but we're right on the border of Washington State. We're, you know, just to the north of Portland is the city of Vancouver, Washington. So I made an appointment over in Vancouver, Washington, and boom, they were able to give me the shot. But if you live in one of those 16 states, you're not going to get it. Yeah, I was surprised, Gloria, that there weren't more people taking Bob Kennedy on personally, that there was no discussion of his sex addiction, his affairs, his heroin addiction, the brain worm, his eating roadkill.
Oh, yeah, all that.
You know, it's just he's got such a weird history. Gloria, thanks for the call. I don't have an easy answer about why people are not taking him on, other than, you know, decorum. Janice in Hartley, Delaware. Hey, Janice, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, you know, this is my first time ever calling a talk show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
And I heard you on Sirius XM, and I took and placed an order to, in essence, be able to hear you every day. Tom, I'm calling. My major concern, I am a retired university professor, and one of the courses that I taught was called Global Societies. And in that course, Tom, the textbook actually told us everything that we see transpiring now.
Hmm.
I want to speak to, my mother always said, whenever you look at something, look at why and see what that end is going to be. Tom, we are in a class war. This is a class war between the haves and have-nots. And the nice word, I'm glad you brought up Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because his statement, in essence, was to move from a underclass to the nice word, middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, this is what's happening to us right now. We're in a state, and the occupant of the White House, his intent, he is the front man for the corporate industrial military complex. He did not take over Washington, D.C. because of crime. He took it over so that when people take to the street like a mafioso or fascist state, that area would be protected and under the military complex.
I agree with your analysis.
Because right now what's going on is the breakdown of any kind of referee. I used to ask my students, if you played in a basketball game or a football game, who is the person that calls fouls? It is the referee. we are entering a state where there's no referee between the haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that because this billionaire club that now is an oligarchy that we are facing, oligarchy meaning the rich are ruling. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? That means all of the things that we are looking at from a myopic point of view, that whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, what is all this, the breakdown in general is in essence, support that corporate military industrial complex. I want to mention one thing, Tom. Do you remember when Patty Hearst was kidnapped and she came out and said that her parents were a part of that corporate military complex and that their intent was to minimize the population? And with AI, the minimizing of population means first people become defunct. There is no need for the expendable excess of people. Yeah. And we are in this right now, Tom, with all these people being laid off and AI taking over. Could you tell me, you go into a supermarket and it's one person and everybody's checking themselves out. Tom, this is just an example, or a small example of, in essence, the intent of all this that you're the occupant of the White House. I don't like to be blaming this on that one person, because there is a big plan that they have been implementing, as you said, from the time they took over the West to now, in essence, minimizing the value of us as we the people, the who, in essence, incorporate government as a part of the Constitution.
Yeah, Janice.
And they say when the government is not working, that we the people must abolish that government. So now, Tom, this kind of situation is, in essence, rapidly accelerating.
Yeah. Janice, I agree with your analysis. I mean, they declared war on us in 1981 with the election of Ronald Reagan. And it's been ongoing for 44 years. It's a crime against the average American. Janice, thank you. Such a brilliant analysis. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. So, how many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louisa's been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In Interscholastic Sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough, and you know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you maybe next month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Also, when you check out, to nail down that $45 discount, use the promo code Tom as well. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then use the promo code Tom.
Hair like a flame, said he drained the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffolding lie. Now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure. Now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down in Tallahassee. Then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter where the lies get longer and the truth gets deader. No one's clean. Some get clever. It's the art of the cover-up, baby, now more than ever. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin. 53
minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to KTRCR. Our longest and oldest commercial affiliate. What's up?
We love you out here, Tom, so much.
Thank you.
I was thinking about your discussion of capitalism and socialism and capital and labor. And I think that we have a hybrid system, which, you know, I think most countries are. But yes, we favor capitalism so heavily that it's really egregious. And, for example, a couple of examples. Since 1980, the stock market has gone from around, I think, 1,200 or 1,000 points to 45,000 points. So it's increased by a factor of 45, and which is just, you know, eye-popping.
Right.
Meanwhile, labor has kind of stayed steady, barely held up with inflation.
Yeah, there's been about an 11% increase in wages, I think, in that period of time.
Yeah, so it's astounding. Meanwhile, taxation on capital has gone down.
Right, and it's down to 20%.
Lower even sometimes.
Yep.
It can even be as low as zero.
Yep.
While with self-employment tax, labor is taxed even higher. So
yep.
I really wish the Democrats would just have a tax department and focus on that and educate, you know, voters about the disadvantages of voting for Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, it was interesting hearing Cole Stangler describe what's going on in France, because it sounds like Macron is making the same mistake that Bill Clinton did, which is, you know, going along with austerity and neoliberalism. And it just, you know, it blows up in your face. We need, you know, regulated capitalism is a good thing, in my opinion. And we need to regulate it in a way that skews it slightly toward labor rather than heavily toward capital. And ever since which was the case from 1934, you know, right up until 1982 or 1981. But then Reagan declared war on labor and started boosting raw capitalism, and here we are. Jeff, brilliant. Thank you so much for that analysis. I've got to move along. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
The thought came to me with the capital, the budget hearings coming up and the deadline on October the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Would not now be the time to focus on the transferring of funds and the manipulation so that there can be some leverage amongst Republicans and Democrats, because we're talking about the people's service now.
Yeah.
What can be done? Where's the consciousness, you know, to take the gloves off and actually, you know, confront?
Yeah, what you're describing is the process that the White House is probably going through right now. And Scott Bessent, our billionaire Treasury Secretary, you know, he's the guy to oversee this stuff, at least in theory. I mean, you know, I'm sure he's got people who do it for him. But, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that they're planning for it right now. I think the larger view, the bigger picture that we need to keep in mind is that this is going to be a publicity war. This is going to be a PR war. Because if the Democrats filibuster the budget, and force a shutdown of the government, and they have the power to do that, Republicans need six or seven votes from the Democrats. If they do that, the Republicans are going to try and figure out a way to blame them. And so will the media. We have a Democratic hostile media environment. So it's going to be threading a needle here, Ron. Ron, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Great conversation. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Never was, never will be. It requires you, the demos in democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's strike in Doha has killed a Qatari internal security officer. That, according to Qatari officials, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel was targeting Hamas leaders based in Doha, saying Hamas leaders organized the October 7th attacks and continue attacks on Israel. The U.S. says it was not involved. At a White House briefing today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. military informed the Trump administration of the strike in Qatar.
President Trump also spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu after the attack. The Prime Minister told President Trump that he wants to make peace, and quickly. President Trump believes this unfortunate incident could serve as an opportunity for peace.
The UN has condemned the strike. Newly revised government figures showing U.S. employers hired far fewer people last year and up till March of 2025. Those revisions showing 911,000 fewer jobs added. The White House now blaming the Biden administration. This is ABC News.